Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I would like to introduce to you a divine woman of God. We love her and we want you to give her a warm welcome. We welcome a remarkable woman of God, Pastor Janice Ward.
Your station is Blog Talk Radio. Your program is The Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Senior Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry in the Peninsula Sector of California. I am so delighted to come into your workplace, into your homes, into your automobiles, or wherever Blog Talk Radio finds you. As you may know by now, we have implemented prayer before the start of our program. And we would like for you and those of you that are out there in our digital telecast radio land to bow your heads, if you will. Father God, we come lifting holy hands, giving thanks for you, Lord, enabling us to commence around the world in unity, harmony, spirit, and in truth. We thank you, Lord, for this assembly on tonight, our final show of March 26, 2013. And Lord, we're asking to give a rhema word unto a hurting son or daughter that may or may not know you in the pardons of their sins. Give them a divine word of understanding of your ways and of your stature. I pray you anoint these lips of clay on tonight. Let not my will be done, but thy will be done in me. In Jesus' name, amen. We have also established a toll-free number for our listening audience, 877-598-8654. 877-598-8654. We welcome your comments on our program. And we also would like for you to call in at your discretion. We welcome each and every one of you into our program. Without any further preliminary, we will go on into our program. And our theme for tonight is Holy Ghost / Holy Spirit. Now, I have outline 7 scriptures concerning the Holy Ghost. Now we will read into the law of Matthew 12 and 31. And it reads like this: Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto me. But the blaspheme against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto me. All right, we're going to go on into the law of Luke 4 and 22. And it reads, And the Holy Ghost descended in bodily shape like a dove. In the law of Acts 1 and 8, But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria, and to all the utmost part of the earth. Let's go to the law of Acts 8 and 15. And they prayed for them to receive the Holy Ghost. In the law of Acts 9 and 31, it abides, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. In the law of 1 Corinthians 2 and 13, reads like this. Also, we speak not in the words which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Let's also move down to the law of Titus 3 and 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now this gives 7 accounts of the working of the Holy Ghost / Holy Spirit. Let's go in depth and see what part does the Holy Ghost / Holy Spirit play in the lives of his people. We find the Holy Ghost is a keeper if you want to be kept. The Holy Ghost will enable you to sustain yourself, to have self-control, to be self-contained, to hold your peace when the adversary, which is the devil, is lurking all around about you. And seems like all hell is about to break loose. The Holy Ghost, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit gives you power to control your mind, power to control your mouth, power to keep your composure when all around you is seeking sin. God's Holy Ghost capabilities is in the midst of us. As his children and as children of God, the Holy Ghost enables us to hold our peace and allow the Lord to fight our battles. Father, we as people of God should allow our Father to fight all of our battles versus us taking the law into our own hands and paying all sorts of legal fees to get out of trouble we have brought about ourselves. We should allow the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, to guide you in every aspect of your spiritual walk with God. I believe one songwriter wrote a hymn, "Let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus lead you all the way. From earth to heaven, let Jesus lead you all the way." And if we don't allow the Holy Ghost to keep us, then we will sin against God by swearing, by using profane language, and acting exactly how the enemy wants you to act, unchristian-like, unholy, and taking on a demeanor of the world as we know it to be. Then the devil, which is our adversary, will try to make a mockery out of you, to embarrass you, to insult you, to dictate to you that you're not saved anymore, and that you have now backslidden in your spiritual walk with God. Even then, the devil is a liar and the father of lies. Even at that level, you can go and repent unto the Lord, and he shall forgive you of your sins right then and right there on the spot. If you go to God with a sincere heart, in spirit and in truth, God will honor your prayer petition. Allow me to go further in depth into the divine word of God. Can you picture the temple? Water flows from the temple, first narrowly, but gradually widening and lengthening. As the water proceeds from the temple, everything in their path lives, grows, gains vibrancy. Everything outside of the water path is dead or dying, lifeless and lackluster. Such is the contrast between a life that is founded, grounded, rooted, and sustained in God and a life that is grounded in the lust of the flesh and the desires of the world. The world tries to minimize the importance of God's church to his people, but he still lives. And this text provides us with an overwhelming image of him. There is life, there is health, there is vibrancy, there is growth and strength when God is the source of our life. When the Lord is the center of our existence, Jesus said that he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. We can go to the law of John 7:38. This refers not to water, but to the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, who when turned loose in our life, strengthens, grows, and gives us vibrancy as we allow the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, to proceed from God and grow stronger, grow deeper, grow wider, hallelujah, and more pervasive, our spiritual and physical person takes on a new, eternal, and abundant life. Only as we allow the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to flow in our thoughts, in our emotions, in our wills, in our desires, in our disposition, in our actions, in our activities, does spiritual transformation take place. Then people can look at us in the midst of our tribulations and say, I see the Son of God. Then like Enoch, we can look forward simply to passing from this life to the next. Then our captors can look in the fiery furnace and see us walk in confidence as we are, hallelujah, accompanied by the fourth man. I want God, I don't know about you that are listening out there in our digital audience on tonight, but I want God's water to flow deeper and wider and expansively throughout this being of mine. I want the rivers of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to fill and guide me, and I become a remote temple from which a branch of God's river can flow. And I also pray that God let the waters flow in me as I pray you will. As God, that same identical thing is to let his water flow in you. Hallelujah. I would like you to know, saints of God and alive, and even to the unbeliever, to the unsaved as well, how blessed are believers because of the indwelling Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. He brings us new life and gives us the assurance that we are God's children. He guarantees our redemption and empowers us for ministry. He prays for us and guides us to all truth. He gives us victory over fleshly desires and helps us to worship God in all sincerity. But his work is not always evident or productive in the believer's life. Thus Paul writes to the church and urges, quench not the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. We read in the law of 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Why was this necessary? Unfortunately, we can quench or suppress the Spirit's work in our life. If we are ignorant of his ways, if we fail to recognize how he operates in the church, or if we do not submit to his control, all of these strives the free manifestation of the Spirit, and we suffer the loss of the benefit of his Spirit-controlled life. we find there was always the danger that the impulse of the flesh might observe the place of the energy of the spirit in the assembly. Worship in Christian assembly is designed to glorify God for who he is and for what he has done through Christ Jesus. I come to tell you that true worship is possibly only through the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. Therefore, sincere believers should guard against any impulse to worship or serve in the energy of the flesh, thereby inhibiting the important work of the Spirit. Where he is unrestricted, there will be peace, order, freedom, joy, and thanksgiving. As believers, then, let us be diligent to follow the leading of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, in every area of our life. We can see that John talks about Jesus, God's Word made flesh, who came to dwell among us. The incarnation of Jesus allowed us to experience God up close and personal. Through his human presence, we see how God loves his enemies. We see God's compassion for the homeless. We see God's sorrow over a sinner who won't repent, because Jesus came and sent another comfort. We read in the law of John 14 and 16, we are able to experience God's love and presence through the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. A continuous and indwelling reminder of the person and nature of our God. Jesus comes to save, to abide, to fill, and to transform the fallen human race. No longer unseen, God in Jesus comes up close and personal. To all who will open their hearts, their minds, and their spirits and receive him as Lord and Savior. I come to serve you notice on tonight. The Holy Ghost / Holy Spirit. It will keep you from a lying tongue. The Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit will keep you from committing adultery. The Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit will keep you from committing fornication with a married man or a married woman. The Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit will keep you from swearing. The Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit will keep you from the alcohol bar, will enable you to stay away from drug addiction. The Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit will keep the urge to smoke a cigarette at bay. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit will keep you from desiring to look at poems of little girls and little boys. It will sustain you from all the desires of the flesh. We find that some of us don't want to be kept by the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, and we go on back out there in that world to serve the devil and his enemies. We go on back out there to the old world of sin, the old lifestyle that you used to have, going to bars, going to honky tonks, going into the Jew joint, going into the topless bar, desiring another man versus another one. Versus you want to go out there and dance a little more. You got a little more dancing to do for your constituents. You want a little bit more lusting to do for your flesh. I come to serve you. Notice on tonight that the Holy Ghost is a keeper. It will keep each and every individual that want to be kept by the power of God. It takes this kind of power to sustain us, to live an upright and spiritual life before God each and every day. We cannot do this by ourselves. It takes the Holy Ghost / Holy Spirit to enable us to live a holy and victorious lifestyle before men and women, before our family, before our associates at the workplace, before our neighbors that live next door, before our neighbors that live next door, before the salesman that you go and buy your product. Everywhere we go, we have to let our light shine. And that light that shines ever so bright is the power of the Holy Ghost that indwells within us. And you that would like to have that kind of power capability of the Holy Ghost, I invite you to Christ on tonight. All you have to do is stand right where you are and lifting hands toward heaven. Acknowledge that you are a son and invite God into your life to be your Lord and Savior. And all your past sins has now been emptied into the sea of forgiveness. But God tells us that he will put our sins in the sea of forgiveness and to remember it anymore. And now you are a new creature in Christ. It enables you to sustain a holy and righteous life now that you know Christ and you have Christ living inside of you. You can live a victorious lifestyle until Jesus comes. You have what it takes to live victorious down here on planet Earth. And I just thank God for each and every one of you that's in our listening digital audience. And I just hope and pray that I have said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, until we meet again, I want you to go in God, and God go in you. Bye for
stronger than